Shalom Aleichem, thank you for joining. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bracha Samach Beis Amud Beis, 62b, pagination, page 124. The Gemara goes to great lengths describing tznius in the Beis HaKisei, proper method of covering oneself, even when using the facilities relieving oneself. And the Gemara here has an interaction between Shaul and David. Shaul being known for the Midah of Tznius. Initially, when Shaul is chosen as the king, so it says, Nechpa el Akelim, that he hid, and even though he was the one being described as the next king, but he hid. He wasn't running for the honor level of Tznius, but also in a private way, that when he relieved himself, he went privately and also surrounded himself with his cloak so that he didn't expose himself, which is considered a significant level of proper religious conduct. So we're starting from the second wide line in the middle of the line. We know that Shaul was pursuing David, trying to kill David, because he thought that David was rebelling against his kingdom. Shaul sensed that the Siyata Deshmaya, the great heavenly assistance, was given to David, was transferred to David. Indeed, Shmuel the prophet, the same one that anointed Shaul earlier, had now anointed David, and Shaul's reign is all of 2.5 years. And David already is anointed, but not authorized to take over as king yet. So David is trying to protect himself simply by running away and by trying to prove his loyalty to Shaul's kingdom. Va'omar lehargecha. There was discussion to kill. Va'tachas olecha. And I had mercy on you. Va'omar. And he said, V'amarti mi ba'ilei, it should have said, V'atachas v'chasti, I personally, mi ba'ilei, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar lo David l'Shaul, David said to Shaul like this, Minatora ben ariga ata, you're deserving of death, I could kill you, Sharei rodef ata, because you're pursuing me, V'atora omra, and the Torah says, Bo lahargecha hashkem lahargo, if a person comes to pursue you, you're allowed to take initiative and kill them first. Elatznius shahaisa b'cha hi chasa alecha. But the tznius that you did is what saved you. Umayhi, what's the great tznius? Dechsiv vayavo el gidros hatzon al haderech v'sham ma'ara, there was a cave, vayavo Shaul lahasech esraglov, and Shaul went in there to relieve himself. Tana, we learned, geder lefnim min geder u'ma'ara lefnim mima'ara. There was a gate, and a gate, and a cave within a cave. Lahasech, even the word lahasech is explained, Amar Rabbi Elazar melamed shesach atzma kesukah, that he surrounded himself like a sukkah with his clothing so that he wasn't actually exposed. So this is how we get onto the topic, from a topic of tznius in the bathroom. So we get onto this topic of David and Shaul's interaction. The piece that I wanted to do here is the next words, Vayokom David, and David arose, Vayichros es kenaf ha-me'il asher l'sha'ol balot. And David, who was in this inner cave, and had the opportunity right now to kill Shaul, because he's private, instead, David leaned forward, and he cut off the corner of the royal cloak, so that he would have a piece of garment that matched Shaul's, and he would be able to say, I was this close, and I didn't kill you. You see that I'm loyal to you. However, there's a ramification to what David did. Om Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina says, Kalam avaza asabigodim, he disgraced the garment. Sof eino nene mehem, the end is that he's not going to benefit from the garments. Shenemar, the Gemara is learning that this is retribution. Va'amelech David zokin ba bayomim, that when David got older, va'yichasuhu ba'vigodim v'lo yecham lo, and they covered him with garments, and it didn't warm him. So apparently, however we understand this Gemara, he should have proven his loyalty to Shaul in a different way, or at the very least, even if it was a good way, but everything has a ramification. And the ramification is that by damaging his garment, he showed disgrace to garments, and eventually that is going to get punished. It comes back to haunt David, and garments do not warm him as he gets older. Now, the Medrash takes this a step further and tells us that the real problem over here was not just that he cut out a swatch from the royal cloak to prove his loyalty, but what David did was that he cut off the corner of the cloak so that the cloak was no longer in the mitzvah of tzitzis. And that was the problem. If so, the punishment which the Gemara cryptically alludes to is actually very, very profound. Because we're told in the beginning of the book of Malachim, where it says that David is not warmed by the garments, that his advisors came up with a solution that he should have a pretty woman present, and David didn't live with her as a wife, but he should have a pretty girl present so that he could look at her, and the result would be that he would be warmer as a result of her presence. That's what they do. That's the famous story with the Isha Shunamis and her sister, that David has this woman serving him. But the reason I'm saying it's so profound is because we know that tzitzis is a protection against gilui arayos. The Gemara in Menachos tells us, for example, that a certain student of the yeshiva was considering an avera, and as he looked at his tzitzis, he described it that they slapped me in the face. We're told that the tzitzis themselves are a protection, are on velos asuru achrei levavchem achrei einechem. David wasn't just mevaza the garment of Shaul, and therefore garments didn't warm him, but he invalidated Shaul's tzitzis. And as a result, the protection of tzitzis is something in which David is punished with. Because as much as this is a great solution, that he should have a girl that warms him, that turns him on, but it's a bizayon that David, the tremendous tzaddik, the tremendous Talmud Chacham, should at the end of his days require that he gets stuck, that he has to have this woman to be with him, to serve him, is something that he certainly wished he would have been protected from, and he shouldn't have needed that. And that seems to be attributed to the fact that he invalidated Shaul's tzitzis, and therefore downgraded or eliminated a certain protection regarding Arayas, which ends up affecting him later. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.